Mix 101.7 KAYL, some OABCIG chatter now in the Saturday morning huddle, and it's with Falcons coach Larry Allen as we were there for the area game of the week broadcast in Holstein last night. Ridgeview defeating the Falcons 42-10, and coach, you caught a break to start the game. Fumble recovery on the opening kickoff. Raptors held you on downs, but Miles Gabel gets you on the board with a 32-yard field goal, and Miles, he's got a leg, whether it be on place kicking, punting, kickoffs.
Yeah, he kicks the ball very, very well. Last year in practice, yeah, I think he kicked a 51 or 52-yard field goal, so he's got the distance. You know, sometimes he overkicks it a little bit, but if we can get him lined up back there and give him time, which we did last night, he drilled that 32-yarder, kicked the next one. We tried a little bit wide, but you know, he's a weapon for us, that's for sure.
14-3, Ridgeview led at halftime as Grant Anderson hooked up with Jackson Graff on a 70-yard touchdown pass, and they got another one before the end of the first half. But you guys come out on a 3rd-and-11 play deep in your own territory. Ben Doetzler, long touchdown pass of your own. You get 84 yards to Rhett Kettleson, went up and got it and took care of the rest.
You know, it was one of those deals we thought that, you know, you put the ball out where our kid can go make a play on it, and Ben threw a real nice ball to Rhett, kind of a jump ball situation for he and the defensive back, and Rhett was able to wrestle it away from him and then scoot down the sidelines there. And we've talked a lot about just being an athlete, throwing the ball, giving our kid a chance to do it, and then making them do some of the work. You know, Ben doesn't have to be a perfect quarterback if his receivers will make plays like that for him. So we just need to do a little bit more of that, obviously.
But the Raptors go on a 28-0 run to finish the game, and outside of that touchdown pass he had, not a whole lot was cooking offensively. I'm sure a large part of that had to do with the Ridgeview's speed and size that we talked about, and they play good defense.
They sure do. You know, we you go in with your game plan. If we could get them to do this defensively, then we felt like maybe we had a chance. And for whatever reason, we weren't getting those guys blocked up front. We'll have to evaluate and see if it was because you know, we couldn't handle them one on one like we were hoping, or if we just weren't blocking the right people. And we worked a lot this week on communication with our teammates to know who we're supposed to block. And sometimes we know who to block, and we just can't get the job done because they're a little faster, a little bigger, stronger, or whatever the case may be. So if that's the case, then we need to find something where it doesn't put that kid in that kind of situation. So we need to be able to run the ball better, that's for sure.
They start almost all seniors. You guys have just 5 upperclassmen, start a few sophomores. Do you feel fatigue maybe became a factor?
You know, I think it does. We encourage our kids to play as long as they can. Obviously, we don't have a great deal of depth. When we punt, I think we bring one kid in. When we punt return, we bring one kid in. So it's got the same 9, 10, 11 kids that play pretty much every snap for us, and we just don't feel like we can go a lot deeper than that in a lot of areas. So it's just the hand that we're dealt this year. We're getting some young kids with some experience, and that's no excuse by any means, but anytime you have those young kids out there, they're going to make young kid mistakes, and even at times they do a tremendous job, you know. So sometimes they do well because they're a sophomore, but, you know, we just keep improving.
Anything or anyone else you want to give a plug to? Speaking of defense, Adam Grody all over the field making tackles.
Adam played a little bit different position last night. Forrest played an outside backer. Isaac Enderlot led us last night, I believe, with 9 solos and 2 assists. And then Ryan Booman, from his outside linebacker position, did a tremendous job with his contained duties. Didn't get a lot of love on the tackle side of it. I think he had maybe 4 or 5 solos and a couple of assists. But because he did his job, everybody else was able to flow and do their jobs. And that's kind of one of those unseen things that not everybody would notice, but we sure did last night. So, you know, we came out of it. We got a couple kids dinged up, so we'll have to evaluate their status for next week and then see what we need to do to get the best kids out on the field that we can in the best positions.
Next week, OABCIG will be on the road once again, taking on IKM Manning back into district play. Falcons coach Larry Allen. Thanks, Larry, and we'll talk again a week from now.
All right, thanks a lot, Ryan.